Shalom to all. Today's episode of Basra Daf Kuf Nun Hey, we're starting a little bit before the halfway mark with the words Itmar Kotam Memes Haimach Menechse Aviv. And today's daf is sponsored by Lunishmas Marsh Merim Sarah Basra Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an Oliyah. Now, the Gemara mentioned a story that happened in Bnei Brak. A father died, his son sold in a chasim, and then the son died, after which there was an error that this son was a katan and therefore not able to sell them. And the following is important, as we're going to see in the Gemara. The katan was above bar mitzvah. Even though 13 turns him into gadol regarding the chiv to do mitzvahs and the ability to get punished for averas, there are certain things, for example, sale of property, in which he still considered a katan regarding. So that's what the Gemara tells us. Itmar was stated. When does a katan lie to sell the nechasim of his father? This is referring to property, karka. How old does he have to be in order for us to validate the sale of his father's property? Regarding metaltalin, even a 6 or 7 year old kid can sell. Is that the kind of chum in order for them to be able to support themselves? But what about the regular property? Rav Nachman ben Shmai Nesrei Shana. Rava says b'shem Rav Nachman, yes, be 18 years old. Whereas Rav Huna bar Chinna am Rav Nachman. Rav Huna bar Chinna says the name Rav Nachman, mi ben Esrim Shana, yes, be 20 years old, not 18. Skip the parentheses. The Gemara tells us, Masr Reb Zeir, Reb Zeir asks the following question. Masr Bnei Brak, we have the story of Bnei Brak, which we had quoted right at the beginning. Bechach Shemachar Menechse Aviv, a fellow sold his father's Nechasim, Umeis, and then he died, Uba Bnei Mishpacha, and the family members came, Ve'eru, and they protested this, Loimer to say, the Katan Hoya Mishas Misa. He was a Katan when he died, and therefore he wasn't allowed to sell them. And Uba Vishalas Rabbi Kiva, they went and asked Rabbi Kiva, Mahal Baitkai, are we allowed to check him? Are we allowed to uncover the grave and check to see whether or not he was a Katan? They would do this by seeing if he had Shtei Cyrus, 2 pubic hairs. And Amalhem Rabbi Kiva told them, Yatam Rosham Lunavala, you're not allowed to debase him by doing this. Furthermore, these simonim are something that will change achar misa, so it's not relevant what you see on him because that's not indicative of what was before misa. After misa, things change. And here's Reb Zeir's question. We understand according to Manda Amar that he becomes an adult. He becomes of age to be able to sell properties at 18 years old. That's why they came and they said, let's check him. Let's see if he has a Shtei Cyrus, because the Shtei Cyrus would determine whether or not he's considered a gadol. But according to Mado Amar, that only when he's 20 years old, he's considered a gadol and he's allowed to sell property. Even if they did check him, what would it make a difference? But tonight, we have a Mishnah that tells us, Ben Esrim Shalei Hevishtei Cyrus, even if someone 20 years old did not bring 2 Cyrus, he didn't grow these 2 hairs, Yaviyu Raya Shu Ben Esrim, all they have to do is bring a Raya that he's 20 years old, Vehu Asres, and he's considered a Sres, Loi Chalitz Veloi Miyabim, and there's no Chalitza or Yibim done. In other words, we see from this Mishnah that we just quoted that once somebody hits 20 years old, it doesn't make a difference if he has Shtei Cyrus, he's automatically considered a gadol. And since he's a stress, which means he's not able to reproduce, he can't have children. Therefore, if his brother dies without children, there's not going to be any chalitza or yibam because he can't have kids. So there's no chiv of yibam or chalitza. And therefore, the only nafkamina of having Shtei Cyrus is if he's 18 years old with Shtei Cyrus, that determines whether or not he's a gadol. But once he hits 20 years old, even if he doesn't have Shtei Cyrus, he's considered a gadol. It seems to be a variety for the number 18 and not the number 20. So the Gemara answers this by saying, Lav Itmar law, wasn't it already stated on this Mishnah that Amar Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Amar Rav? It's not enough for him to turn 20 years old to say that he's a gadol, but he's a stress. It has to be that he also has simonim of a stress. In order to determine that somebody is a stress, again, this male that's not able to have children, it's not enough for him to turn 20, even if he doesn't have Shtei Cyrus. There has to be other simonim, other factors as well that tell us that he's a stress. And therefore, even at the age of 20, it would make a difference whether or not he has Shtei Cyrus, because it could be that he doesn't have the other simonim of a stress, and therefore, if he does bring Shtei Cyrus, that would make him a gadol, even though he's not a stress. And Amar Rav tells us they cannot be actually mitoik like this. Diktani, because the Mishnah tells us v'hu hasris, he is the stress. Shema mina, this is a raya that a stress has to have other factors as well, other simanim that tell us he's a stress, not just the fact that he reached 20 years old. And therefore, we stay with our two opinions. Either this katan has to be 18 years old with Shtei Cyrus, and that makes him a gadol in order to be able to sell his father's property, or he's 20 years old with 2 Cyrus, and that makes him a gadol. But now we just continue discussing this concept of a stress. V'chi loy nol du loy simani stress ad kama. Let's say he doesn't have simanim of a stress. He doesn't have these other factors that show us that he's a stress. Up until how old do we say that he might still be a katan, and that maybe his physical maturity was just delayed by a bunch of years, and that he's still not necessarily considered a stress? Now, this time, Reb Chiya taught ad Reb Shnaisav up until the majority of his years. We know the pasuk in Tehillim says Yimeshin Insane Bahem Shivim Shana. So standard lifespan of a person is 70 years, and therefore, if a person gets to Reb Shnaisav the majority of his years, which is 36 years old, and he hasn't brought simani stress, it's only then that we're going to say he's for sure a stress. But up until then, there's still an ability for us to say that his physical maturity was just a little bit delayed by a few years, and that doesn't necessarily make him a stress if he doesn't have the simanim. And he also commented to Reb Chiya, when a person would come in front of Reb Chiya trying to figure out if he was a stress or not, because he was a little bit older and he didn't have Shtei Cyrus, Reb Chiya would tell him as follows: Ikachesh, if he was thin and weak, Amaluhu, he would tell them, Livri, you should eat a lot and become heavier. Vi Ivri, and if he was too heavy, Amaluhu, he would tell him, Likchosh, he should become thinner, because Dahani Simani, these simanim, meaning Shtei Cyrus, Zimnin da'asu machos kshusa, Zimnin da'asu machos briusa, maybe they'll be delayed in coming because he's too too thin or because he's too heavy, and therefore he would be told either to fatten up or to slim down a bit. Now we go back to discussing how old a person is allowed to be in order to be able to sell his father's property, and the Chacham are not going to avoid that sale. That's the following question. Within the time, is that considered before this man or after this man? We said that the age is either 18 or 20. So obviously before 18, the sale is not valid, and after 18, the sale is valid. But what about within the 18th year or within the 20th year? Is that considered lifnezman or achersman? So Rava says, it's like before this man and it's not valid. Whereas Rava bar Rav Shila Rav Nachman, a different opinion than Rav Nachman, toichzman kil achersman, that within that year is considered after the year and is valid. Now the Gemara clarifies, that which Rava said, that toichzman is kilifnezman, that wasn't said explicitly by Rava, it was actually learned from something that Rava said. That who toichzman, the Azul Zavin Nechse, there was a fellow who was toichzman, he was within the 18th or 20th year, and he sold his father's nechasim. Rava came to Rava, Amalui told him, what he did is not valid at all, the sale is completely null and void. Now Mandachaz, the one that saw this, figured, Mishum toichzman kilifnezman. That's because Rava holds toichzman is considered lifnezman, so it's not valid. But Valahi, that's really not true. Hasam Shtusi Sirasa Chazabe. Over there, just because Rava saw something particularly foolish that the guy did. That's because he set the Avadim free, and there's absolutely no gain from that. And since Rava saw this Bacher, who was Taichzman, again, he was within the 18th or 20th year that he set these Avadim free, and that's extremely foolish, that's why he said that his sale is void. But that doesn't mean that in other scenarios, Rava would have avoided the sale. So there's actually no right, that's what Rava's Shita is. We continue with this. Shachli Gita Bar Menashe the Rava. Gita Bar Menashe asked the following question of Rava. Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, please teach us. Tinoikas Bas Arbes Reishon of Yoyim Echad. If we have a Tinoikas, a young girl, she's 14 years old in a day. Yoydas Betev Maso Maton. She knows all the fine points, all the nuances of business. She knows what she's doing in the business world. Mahu, what's the din? Is she allowed to sell properties or no? Up until now, we've been saying this age of 18 or 20, because we know that even though the fellow's above Bar Mitzvah, he's past 13 years old, he still doesn't understand all the fine details and nuances of Mas and Matan of business. But here, as Gidol Bar Menashe to Rava, according to some, it's Rav, this girl is 14 years old in a day, she understands business really well. Is she allowed to sell her father's nechasim? So Shachlai sent the following message, Im Yodas B'tev Masu Maton, if she understands business, Mekcha Mekach Memkar Memkar, what she buys is valid and what she sells is valid. Ask the Gemara, V'lo Shachlai Tinoik, why didn't he ask him a question about a Tinoik? Why specifically a Tinoik? Why a girl? Why not a boy? And the answer is, Ma'ashaya, Kachaya, because that's what the story was. The Gemara continues asking, V'lo Shachlai Tinoik is Bash Demis Rei Shana V'yamechod, why didn't he ask a question about a girl who's 12 years old in a day? Why specifically 14 years old? And the answer is, Ma'ashaya, Kachaya, that's what the story was, and so that's why he asked about it. Give the parentheses another story about this. Ha'u Pachzim Ben Esrim, there was a fellow who's under 20, the Azul Zavin Nichse Avu, he went and sold his father's Nechasim Ki Gidol Bar Menashe, just like Gidol Bar Menashe, meaning he was very sharp, he had a good business acumen, he understood what he was doing, but then he wanted to be Chazer, he wanted to back out from this. And also come to Rava, he came to Rava to see if he could back out from the sale. Now before he got there, Omer Le'Kreive, his relatives told him, look, you want to show Rava that you're a fool and that you don't understand business. Therefore, Zilachal Tamri, go eat dates, Vishadi Bekashasa Bey Rava, and throw your date pits in Rava's house, and then he's going to realize that you're really a little kid and you don't understand what you're doing. Avad Hachi, this under 20-year-old Bacher did this, Omer Lehu, so Rava told the buyers, Zvini La Zvini, it's not a valid sale, because I clearly see that he's lacking the Seichel, he's eating his dates and throwing his date pits at my house. Now, Kikasu Leishtara, when the Seifrim of Rava's Bezdin were writing up the Shtar, which his fellow would use to prove that the sale was not valid, Omer Lekucha, as the buyers of the properties told him as follows. Now, this was their ruse in order to try to get Rava to realize that this kid actually was very sharp. As they told him, Zilei Milei Rava, go tell Rava, Megillas Esther Bezuza, Shtar Demar Bezuza, a person could buy a Megillas Esther, which is very long and takes a long time to write, for one Zuz. This Shtar that your Seifrim are writing, which is very short, that should cost a Zuz as well. Now, ostensibly, they were telling this to him because they were, so to speak, trying to save him money. Why should I spend so much money on the Shtar that these Seifrim are writing? But obviously, the hidden meaning in this would be to show Rava that he knows how to bargain, he knows his way in the business world because he's trying to get a better price. So Azal Amarle, this Bacher went and told this to Rava, and after this, Amar Lehu, Rava told them, meaning Rava told the relatives, Zvine Zvini, his sale is valid because clearly he knows how to bargain. That means he is involved in the business world. So Amarle Kreive, this Bacher's relatives told Rava, Lekucha Sagmaru, the buyers, they were the ones that taught him to say that. He doesn't really understand business and doesn't know how to bargain. They just told him, say it, so he said it. Amar Lehu, however, Rava responded to him, Misbrile Savar, they explained it to him and he understood it. Meaning when they told him, say this, he understood what they were saying, at least enough to be able to repeat it to me. And therefore, Kim de Misbri Levis Savar, since they explained to him what to say and he understood it, Meida Yada, that means that he knows the business world, he understands how to bargain, and he's not as foolish as you think he is. Vahidavar Hachi, and the reason why he did this, meaning the reason why he threw his date pits at me, is not because he's foolish and he's immature, like you want to say, Chutzpi Seirasu Hudahavabe. It's because he's a big Machutzef, and that's why, not because he doesn't understand the business world, he actually does, and therefore the sale is valid. And we continue to discuss this Bacher who's under 20 or under under 18. Amar Rav Huna bar Rav Yeshua ule edos edusei edos. In regards to edos, if he wants to give testimony, it is valid edos even though he's under 18 or 20. However, Amar Zuch, Amar Zuch clarifies like Amar, this is only said el metaltali. If he's giving edos about metaltali, movable objects, el makarke loy. But if he wants to give edos about karka, then we're not going to listen to the edos. Amar Rav Ashi, Amar Zuch, Rav Ashi asks Amar Zuch, why shlo metaltali? Why metaltali be any different? That we will listen to his edos, tizvine zvine, because he could sell metaltali. As we mentioned before, he's allowed to be much younger to sell metaltali, and that's why you want to say that we're going to follow his edos only in regards to metaltali. Well, elamiatva, that's really so. Hatinan, we have mission that says hapuutais, youngsters who are 6 or 7 years old, mekhan mekach or memkar memkar metaltali, they could sell and buy with metaltali. Hachinami deduzan edos. Do you want to say that their edos is valid? Obviously not. Someone who's 7 or 8 years old can't give edos. You have to be at least 13. So we see that the ability to give edos has nothing to do with the ability to buy and sell. So why you're saying that somebody who's under 20 or 18 is able to give edos about metaltali but not about karka? What does one have to do with another? Amrulay, he responded, it actually does have to do with it. Hasam over there, the reason why a 6 or 7 year old is not to give edos, but you know, v'amdushteo anashim v'leka, it's because we also have to fill the pasuk of v'amdushteo anashim, which discusses edos, and we don't have that. They're not considered anashim. They're under bar mitzvah, so that's why they can't give edos. But as long as they are above 13, then they would be able to give edos, but only regarding something they could sell, which is metaltalin, but not about karka, because they're not able to sell karka yet. They're not of age. Continuing to discuss these underage bachim, Amar Meimar, Meimar says, umatnasa matana, they are able to give matana. Amar Ravashi Lameimar, Ravashi asks Meimar, hashta umaz vini de makabel zuze amrit deloi. Now, in regards to selling, where they're actually receiving money, you say that they're not allowed to sell karka. Why is that? Dilma maizel mazbin? Because maybe they end up selling for really cheap due to the fact that they don't understand the business world. Kolshkan matana, we should say that for sure the same applies by matana, deloi matilein vloi midi, because they're not receiving anything. In other words, even when they are receiving something, we say that we can't trust their judgment and they're not able to sell property. For sure, in regards to giving away, they're not receiving anything in exchange. We should most definitely not trust them and their matana should not be valid. However, on this, our Malaya may respond to Rav Ashi, Kufnun Vav Amrav on top, according to you, Zavin Shavi Chamsha Beshisa. Let's say this underage Bacher sold something worth 5 for 6. Hachinami Dizvine Zvine, would you say that it is a valid sale? Because over here, he clearly does understand business. He sold it for much higher than its actual value. And therefore, according to you, it should be a valid sale. But we know, obviously, that it's not. Why not? The Rabbanon know they have a Messiah, the Anuka Makarva Daita Gabezuze, that a child, a youngster, he has Kiruv Das to money, he likes money, and therefore, V'yamid Zvine Zvine, if you're going to say that his sale on property is valid, there might be a situation that someone's going to shake a bunch of money in front of him, and then he's going to sell all of his father's property, and it's not going to be for a good price. In other words, the reason why this underage Bacher is not allowed to sell property is simply because of the Karnes Chachamim, we don't trust his judgment in regards to sales. That's it, and it's across the board, no matter how much he's selling for. Aval gav matana, in regards to matana, ilav da avalei hana minei, if not for the fact that he got hana, he received some sort of benefit from the person he's giving the matana to, lav yavle matana, he wouldn't be giving him this present, and even an underage bacher understands this, meaning he's not going to give away something for free if he didn't receive something in exchange. It doesn't have to be something tangible. It could be he was given a service of sorts, a person did a favor for him, and that's why he's giving a gift. And because of this, Amar Rabban, the Rabbanon said, tiav matnasa matana, this person's matana should be valid, dilav de lumili, so that people should do things for him. And we actually have no fear that he's going to give away a matana for no good reason. He's not that foolish. He does understand why he would be giving something away as opposed to selling something he doesn't necessarily understand. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss these underage bachrim. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.